And now Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Heather Curley Novak is looking for something new.
Sometimes a person wants a big change. Life can get too easy or predictable. I've been married for 11 years to my handsome husband. We have two kids, one dog, two guinea pigs, and a 15-cent goldfish that could survive a nuclear bomb. I love my life, but I wanted something new. I wanted something younger and more exciting, and so I did what anyone in my situation would do. I went online. Pictures say 1,000 words, and I spent several weeks swiping left or swiping right, looking for that special someone. And before you judge me, you should know my husband was into it. It was mostly my idea, but obviously he had to like them also, the look, age, build, and weight of them. Chemistry for both of us mattered, and so I'd send pictures to him, we'd talk, and we'd set up a meeting. We weren't in a hurry, but I wanted to find the right one before May 11th. On that date, Steve would turn 12 years old. Steve is our Shepherd Husky Mastiff mixed dog. I wanted to find that special someone for Steve's birthday, someone new to add excitement into our daily lives and serve as a backup for him as he ages. Steve was my dog Darby's birthday present when she was aging. I'd heard getting a puppy for your senior dog could be a good thing. The puppy offers energetic companionship for the old dog and also learns a trick or two. I don't know if Darby appreciated the puppy, but she went along with it. I like this model of pet acquisition better than losing a beloved pet, having a gaping hole in your world, and then just replacing them with a new model. Having the two pets together feels easier, sweeter. So, as I said, we looked online, we'd admire pictures on Pet Finder, and if there was enough chemistry, we would meet. Adding to your family is always a weighted decision. I knew any young dog would need a lot more of everything. At first, I fell for Freya. She was a really different dog, a 4-month-old Saluki mix I'd never heard of. I loved her story and applied for her. We met her at a rescue event the next day and found out that the rescue wanted $350, 3 personal references, a vet reference, a home visit, and a meet and greet with our current dog. What? I bought Darby from a Chicago pet store for $75. Steve was a free-to-a-good-home fellow from down Altgeld Street. I have a friend who fosters for a rescue, and I thought that was the route we wanted to follow. We jumped some hoops, but the process was too stressful, and it felt like they didn't actually want to adopt out the dog. Sadly, we moved on. Lulu was cute. She was an Australian Shepherd at the Humane Society and was so endearing and desperate to be loved. We met her and put in an application, and as the staffer told me, our application wasn't the winner. She shared that her family met 8 dogs before they got one. What? Nope. The tension of searching for a dog that felt right, meeting them, considering their impact on our family, and then asking to be approved to adopt was awful. I seriously doubted that rescuing was the right route. We began to hear stories where fosters really did want to just keep the dog. Most of the dogs weren't right for us. After weeks of tears and frustration, I wanted to give up. Finally, my friend Meg sent me a Pet Finder link for a cute 1-year-old collie mix named Cassie. I showed her to John, and he liked her, so we clicked the button requesting more information. Cassie was fostered through Rover Rescue in Illinois. While 2 hours from our home, we'd found a rescue that actually placed dogs in homes. If we met her and everything went well, we would bring her home. And that is exactly what happened. Cassie is a lively, super sweet girl, and we love her. She is the perfect dog for us. She and Steve rollick and rumpus in marvelous play. Life is surely more interesting now. Earlier today, Cassie demolished an almost empty bag of bread left on the counter, and she happily brought us an unscathed chapstick as we sat on the couch. She's perfect. Happy birthday, Steve. For Michiana Chronicles, this is Heather Curley Novak.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that dog is for sale. I
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now.
If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggie will have a good home. How much is that doggie in the window?
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.